The Bill Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
If you saw any of the city news services or the national wires, you might have picked up on this story. Lloyd and Gay Bonifay in Alhambra, the sheriff, were called to their home on Tuesday night. We've only been able to get Mr. Bonifay on the phone to ask him. Mr. Bonifay, were you arrested, right, sir?
I've never laid my hand on my wife in my life, and to accuse me of spousal abuse is a lie and, I believe, slanderous.
That was the arrest. I'm not accusing you. I'm asking you, were you placed under arrest?
I was arrested, yes.
All right. Because the charges include spousal battery, resisting arrest?
If you call defending your country, you know, resisting arrest, when I plead guilty, you can throw away the key.
Well, what do you call spousal abuse?
I did not abuse my wife, sir. I reacted in an instant as a veteran and a patriot at what I thought was a national security threat.
Well, then we need to start at the beginning. The police say you thought your wife was a terrorist?
I didn't think my wife was a terrorist. If I could explain, my wife was in the bathroom. And I was in our bedroom getting dressed for dinner, and my wife emerged from the shower. Now, this was around 6:30 p.m. She was in her robe. She was holding what appeared to be, and I know now that it wasn't, but it appeared to be a weapon. And she had a towel wrapped around her head in the manner of what appeared to be, you know, a national security threat.
Well, what does that mean?
It was wrapped around her head in the way the Islams do it. So, if you can imagine, sir...
All right, I'm not clear. Your wife...
No, you need to imagine and see this through my eyes. I'm a veteran of the Korean War, 1950-1952, served in the United States Navy. That means as a veteran of combat. I have been trained to react. When I perceive some kind of a threat, the first impression was some kind of an Islam person holding a gun.
Look, Lloyd, if I may call you Lloyd.
Yes, sir.
Do you live with your wife?
Yes.
You know your wife is not a terrorist.
I know that, but the news has been talking about deep cover terrorists, and a possible security threat still exists in the United States. You have millions of American women who, with complete disregard for their own safety and certainly the safety of others, come out of the bathroom with towels draped over their heads in the manner of the Islam. And for that.
So for an instant, you thought your wife was a terrorist.
No, you're not listening to me. And
well, I don't understand how you could say to me you didn't think your wife was a terrorist, but she looked like a terrorist.
I knew my wife wasn't a terrorist, but I went into an almost automatic self-defense posture confronted with, I had three things. And again, Mr. Henry, please listen. The robe, the towel on the head, and what appeared to be some kind of semi-automatic, an AKSU or AK-47.
That was a blow dryer she was holding, right?
In the flash of an instant, while you're being glib and witty, the next thing you know, you're staring at your own intestines, so you can be glib and witty, sir.
You were looking at a blow dryer, isn't that right, sir?
Yes, sir.
And you thought for a moment it could be an automatic weapon.
Mr. Henry, if I could make a point.
Go ahead. I'm just trying to get the background here, man. Don't worry. I'm not saying that you did anything.
Millions of American women right now, while we are having a national security threat, come waltzing out of their bathrooms wearing towels on their heads after showers.
I understand.
Looking for all the world by Osama bin by God Laden, and for any veteran to see something like that, I think he goes into a fight-or-flight response. Yes, sir, I do.
Well, as I understand it, you know, you're saying...
And right now, while we have millions of American men and women preparing to spill their blood for this country, we have another generation of women walking around their houses with towels on their heads after showers for all the world like Osama bin by God Laden. And
okay, so they're walking around with towels on their heads looking like terrorists.
Yes, looking if you're a veteran.
All right, in other words, a veteran, a man who is trained in combat, as you were, may think...
We're trained, Mr. Henry, to react, then think. So before you know it, you could be staring at your own intestines on the floor, and then I might think, oh, I made a mistake. But I won't... You see what I'm saying?
And you could have very seriously hurt your wife, because you got the cops out there, Apparently the neighbors said that you had your wife on the floor, and...
It was for an instant, yes, sir.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Lloyd Bonafide, his wife, Gay. Is she okay?
My wife is fine, and I did not abuse my wife.
Well, you physically somehow confronted your wife when she came out of the bathroom wearing a towel on her head because you thought she looked like a terrorist.
If you look at the average American woman walking around, they pile the towel on their head in much the manner of the Islam or the...
The Sikhs. And a Sikh is not a Muslim, you realize that. And most women who put the towel on their head, it looks more like a Sikh towel, doesn't it?
I don't know. The way she had it wrapped around, it looked more Muslim.
I've never seen a woman with a towel on her head that it didn't look like a turban.
A turban, yes, sir.
Okay, well, a turban isn't what those guys wear.
Excuse me, sir, but a lot of the Arabians wear that kind of thing.
But be that as it may, your wife has a shower, walks out of the bathroom with a towel on her head, and for an instant...
For an instant, yes, sir. I thought that it was an instantaneous reaction.
You thought a terrorist was walking through your house.
I thought it was a deep cover operative for the Bin Laden network, yes, sir.
Do you feel kind of stupid?
No, sir, I do not feel stupid. No, sir, I do not.
Why not?
Because I have seen like every American, my heart has been breaking for the last 2.5 weeks thinking of what's been done to my country. And I think about the young people that are going to go fight over there. And then I think about American women taking showers and walking around with the towel on their head and not thinking about what that might look like.
And so if you had something to say to American women...
I would ask them to reconsider when they put the towel on their head after a shower, you look like a terrorist, or it looks like an Arabian or something. It looks very Arabian.
And it frightened you?
It made me react, yes, sir. And I would ask them to not, with the disregard for the respect of our fighting people, use a blow dryer, don't put a towel on your head to purposefully look like a Muslim terrorist.
I don't think that any woman puts a towel on her head to purposefully look like a Muslim terrorist. I think she puts the towel on her head to keep her hair, to help dry her hair, okay? And your wife apparently was trying to dry her hair. She had a blow dryer.
But in that instant, and she should have known, being married to a veteran, I looked at that and I thought it was... I thought if any veteran saw his wife walk out of the shower with a towel on her head, a robe on her body, and a gun-type device in their hand, he'd do the exact same thing.
Well, you're speaking for other veterans right now, and I don't know, you know...
Have you ever been in combat, sir?
No, I have not.
Well, I excuse me. You'll excuse me if I don't pay any attention to your opinion.
My wife, when she comes out of the shower...
Yes, sir.
She has a towel on her head. Maria puts a towel on her head.
Does it look like the turban?
Yes, it looks just like a turban.
And you're going to tell me you wanted to put your hands around her neck?
No, I never wanted to put my hands around her neck, but I guess you're going to tell me it's because I'm not a veteran.
That's exactly by God right. And as a veteran, you're trained. And I would ask your wife to have some respect for the young men and women who are going to fight for this country and not put the towel on their head like shake your booty or whatever the guy's name is.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I wanted to ask you this question, Lloyd. You're out of jail right now?
Yes, sir, I am.
And when are you going to have to go in to face the judge on this?
October 15th.
October 15th. Are you sorry?
Not when it comes to my country. No, sir, I'm not sorry.
So you're not sorry that you went after your wife thinking she was a terrorist?
These terrorists are all over the country. They were down in San Diego not 4 or 5 months ago, and there's an old saying, one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter. My wife switched on me. In an instant, that's what I thought, and I had to act. I seen it before, Chosun Reservoir. Chinese had the Marine boys up against...
Okay, I can't hear the story. 1-800-449-8686 is the number. Let's go to Willa. Hi, Willa. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi, know, I think this poor guy needs some help. I mean, I've been married for 37 years, and I don't know how long he's been married to his wife, but obviously he doesn't either know her very well, or the police should have had him committed for some observation, because this guy needs some help.
Well, ma'am, first of all, having never been in combat, I don't know how you can make these comments. I saw something, and with my training, I reacted.
Well, it's not training. I think that what it is that you flipped off the
defense. Are you aware? Are you aware that our country is at war?
Sir, there is nobody any more patriotic than myself.
Right.
I have brothers, uncles, father,
right.
husband, everybody that has been in the military.
God bless
but
you.
But you're off the deep end.
Wait a second. I can see me coming out of the bathroom with my towel on my head and my husband coming after me.
You know something?
If you had any real patriotic...
I think my man needs some help.
If you had patriotic blood in you, then you would cease putting the towel on your head through the course of this war.
Honey, you're in trouble. You need some real evaluation.
You know, you keep saying that, but I asked you, are you aware this country is at war?
Of course I am. I'm not an idiot.
Are you aware that the Attorney General says that some of these people are still in this country?
Yes, sir. Listen, I'm a truck driver, and I drive 48 states.
So, in other words, if a guy...
I'm going through El Paso, Texas.
Let me ask you a question. If a guy walks out of your bathroom wearing a turban, I guess you'll just say, oh, here's the blow dryer.
I think the guy just absolutely has either flipped out or Mr. Henry himself.
I think you flipped your lid.
Wait a second. The lady is...
Or his wife needs to have him committed.
Due to my wife's escapade, I'm now experiencing post-traumatic stress disorder, and I hope you burn in hell.
For our country.
Okay.
You call yourself a patriot. For our country.
I hope you burn in hell. I hope you burn in hell for laughing at me for what you just did. Of all the American soldiers who suffer from the post-syndrome, and you walk around with a towel on your head?
Yes, sir.
Every time
I get out of that chair with a red head,
you're not going to like what I'm about to say.
Not going to like what I'm about to say either. You show up in my bedroom when I got a towel on my head, and the weapon I have in my head
Let me tell you what. I wasn't in your bedroom. I wasn't in your bedroom, was
I? I can wear a towel on my head.
I wasn't in your bedroom, was I? I was in my own bedroom. And I will tell you this, on behalf of all the fighting men and women in America, if you continue to wear a towel on your head after taking a shower, may you burn in hell.
Okay, I've got all of your dramatics. 1-800-449-8686. Lloyd Bonifay was arrested by a sheriff's for spousal abuse and resisting arrest after he saw his wife get out of the shower wearing a towel, a robe, and holding a blow dryer, and to him, she looked like a terrorist. Now, he's a veteran of the United States Navy, a combat veteran from Korea, and he says, as a veteran, he's been trained to react first, think later. And apparently, he had her pinned to the ground, wearing a turban with the towel, he thought the robe and the thing. My question is, if there were real deep cover agents in his bathroom from the Bin Laden network, they wouldn't be dressed in a turban. But he said something I thought was wrong. He said, every woman in America who gets out of the shower with a towel on her head, he hopes they burn in hell. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show.
Dean, I was just going to make a couple of comments. You know,
I think that
I don't have a problem with you guys being
Are you angry?
You know,
What? Are you angry right now?
What do you mean, am I? Look, I don't want you to ask me. Wait a minute. You said go ahead, so
you're
give
right.
me the
yes,
chance
you're right.
to go
I
ahead.
I apologize.
Okay, let me. Okay.
I apologize. I just. You sounded hostile, and I wanted to know if.
No, I'm not hostile.
Have you. Do you use herbs or.
Let the guy talk, okay? Forget
yeah,
about
I'm
whether
not
he uses
answer,
herbs.
Let me just say one thing, Dean. I'm not going to answer any of the questions you asked me or you asked the other guys about herbs. So if you bring that up, I'm going to tell you right now I'm not going to answer it. That's, that's personal, and it has nothing to do with this conversation.
I'm not trying to bend your aura.
The question,
forget about bending his aura.
For me,
yes, sir.
Is that what you have is you said that the your comment about President Bush – and his dad, one is,
this has nothing to do with President Bush
and his dad.
This has to do with the people
of this country that has elected George W. Bush to go in and make the decision.
I'm curious that you're not open to enemas or anything that could help detoxify
I'm not going there. So the
forget about
thing
it,
is,
man. Let, just
the
t- just
only
say it there.
Reason
well, you're not
that
open
you
to
are
enemas.
The only reason that you are able to go off and get in the circle with your friends and hold hands and do the tree hugging thing is because the soldiers of this country are standing up. Some of them not voluntarily will do that, but will stand up, slap a gun in his hand, and take a bullet in his head or in his back.
So you and your friends can get together and do your freedom of love. We drink a
That's
lot of
what
kefir.
You want.
That's what kept us free. We drink a lot of kefir. Okay, and we use a lot of the lactose-intolerant products.
What? But let me ask you a question. These guys are standing up that are leaving their families, not talking about the ones that already died with no absolutely question about it that has been hit by these planes and terrorists. So what you're saying is we need to all sit back and relax and talk and
That's right.
restrain
I think
ourselves.
We need to relax.
But let me tell you
I
what's going
to
happen
relax,
when that happens.
We need to relax.
You and your tree-hugging buddy, you guys are going to get hit by the terrorists on the West Coast. The only reason you didn't get hit out there is because our military reacted.
No, we are detoxed. We drink way too much tea for us to get incensed. We're someone to attack us. Now, when we say relax, we want to relax into the purification of the colon. Jerry, are you there? You sound frightened.
I'm trying to totally understand what you're saying right now, Dean.
You've gone from anger to fear.
No, what?
Are you afraid?
Well, no, not anger to fear. What I tell you what I fear is that I have three loving children and a wife. I wonder where is the next terrorist going to hit
dairy?
This country?
Are they on dairy products?
Aren't you hearing what this man is saying? What do you mean are they on dairy products? They're kids. I imagine the man gives his children milk.
Well, that's very destructive.
Dairy is
destructive. It's mucus producing.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think every single individual in that building had an enema or the milk or the cafe latte in the butt and all that? Do you think everybody in either one of those buildings or around it, if they'd have had that, they wouldn't have died that day? Yes or no? Yes or no?
Yes.
That's the answer.
Yes, yes. I think it doesn't matter. So your question today
with the enemas and all that is irrelevant because there will be no milk, there will be no cafe lattes in the rear end, there will be no enemas with the spinach. If we don't get off our rear ends and we don't go out and get these terrorists like your so-called guy you're talking George
Bush here,
he is going to make damn sure that doesn't happen.
I want to be clear. So in other words, a soybean enema... you think has no practical value.
A soybean enema now.
I didn't say that.
This
what
guy's
I
putting...
said was that it's going to have nothing to do to set this country free of the terrorists that's allowing you and your buddies to go do your harmony thing. That has
nothing
to
wrong,
do with
There's
it.
Nothing wrong with harmonizing. And
you're not hearing what the man's saying. All you want to do is shove more things up your ass because of your enema fixation.
You know, I really resent your anger.
Oh, come on. Aardvark milk, soybean enemas, spinach, and putting coffee up your butt. It's not good enough for you. You want the president to do it.
I think that he wouldn't lead us to war if he put more coffee up his ass.
Bill Hendricks. Flashback.
1-800-449-8686.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
I don't know. My wife puts a towel on her head. She definitely does it like the Sikhs do it. She doesn't have it all wrapped up like Bin Laden has his, like that kind of roll. He's got a roll thing. But it's more like, I don't know anybody that puts a towel on their head like that other than guys that work construction. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show here. The voices, by the way, of Dean Wheeler and of Lloyd performed by me here on The Phil Hendry Show. And I just saw on Fox News that a telephone bomb threat cleared out the Empire State Building or portions of it, and I think they're going to be reopening it soon if they haven't already. And the silly copycat, monkey-see-monkey-do kinds of people that inevitably, predictably, without question, come out of the woodwork after these horrible events and the bomb threat that got phoned into the Capitol building, which was bogus, and the reports of the car bomb near the State Department and all of this baloney, all this stuff very predictable. You got to ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk? No, you got to ask yourself a question. And the question is, why did these guys that blew up the World Trade Center, did they phone it in first? It's a joker, man. These cats are jokers. I wish we had the ability, and it wouldn't be responsible, I suppose. I wish we had the ability to just say, you know, like the guy calls up. Yes, there's a bomb in your building. Oh, really? Yes, a bomb. Okay, thanks. And you don't do anything about it. Are you going to leave the building? No, I don't feel like it. I said that there's a bomb in your building. I heard you the first time. There's a bomb, and it's going to blow up in a half. So what? I don't care. You don't care if the building blows? No, I don't believe you. I'm not leaving, and I'm not telling anybody else. I'm going to sit here. I'm going to finish my sandwich. I'm going to read my newspaper, and we're not evacuating the building. Now, what do you think about that? But I told you there's a bomb. Yeah, shut up. Wouldn't you like to do this? Now, of course you can't do this. Like that movie, I'm hearing the trailer for the Michael Douglas movie. Have you seen the trailer for the Michael Douglas movie? I've been hearing it. It's been on the radio all over the place, where they got his daughter and she's kidnapped and there's a 6-digit number. And the movie, Don't Say a Word is the name of this movie. I got to tell you something. This is a stinker from the gate. I mean, I'm being honest. I love movies, and Michael Douglas, big fan of his. This thing stinks from the gate, man. A, it has the villain that has the British accent. Okay, that's one thing down. B, it's Michael Douglas whose daughter is missing. Like we didn't get enough of that in Traffic. How come it's always a guy looking for his daughter? How about a guy looking for his son? How about a mother looking for her son? But it's Michael Douglas, I want my daughter back. You know why? Because it's that kind of Electra complex. It's a reverse Oedipal. You know, come on, don't tell me you don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, it's got the British voiced villain, it's got the whacked out girl, and it's got Michael Douglas going nuts because he's trying to find somebody that he's never going to find. Oh, Jurassic Park 3 was about a mom looking to get her son back, so says Mike, because he's the only guy that stayed awake long enough to know what the plot was about. Everybody else was looking at the really neat dinosaurs. Mike is analyzing plot structure in Jurassic Park 3. Thank you! But I would love for instance, if, and you could never do this, hello, we have your daughter. Good, keep her. What are you talking about? You heard me. We have your daughter and we're going to kill her. We're going to cut off parts of her. Well, go ahead, have fun. Don't you understand? We need the 6-digit. I don't care what you need. I'm not giving it to you. I said, I heard what you said. I'm not giving it to you, and I get out of here. Be so cool. The world would be a much different place. Well, I guess it would be a callous and unfeeling place, wouldn't it? 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. There's that. And then, of course, there was must-see TV last night. And I don't remember. Oh, Inside Schwartz. Not bad. The Roommate's pretty funny on that. Did you guys see it? Did you see Friends? Okay, Friends at the end, Phoebe and the rest of those knuckleheads are in the can because they want to make sure that What's-Her-Face is pregnant. What's her name, Mike? Who's the one, the Jennifer Aniston? Rachel. Because at the end of last season, Rachel says she's pregnant, right? Well, then Phoebe asks, are you pregnant, really? Because when I had the triplets, because I guess Phoebe was a surrogate mother, I had a negative response, you know, and it could be wrong. And she said, wow, I didn't think of it that way. So she takes her into the can, and I guess she pees on the stick, and then they look at it, and how it went was, it's negative. And so she starts crying because she doesn't think she's going to have a baby, and yet you're supposed to be relieved. And then Phoebe says, no, it's really positive. I just wanted to see how you'd react if I told you it was negative. Yeah. I wanted to slug her, Courtney Cox, Jennifer Aniston, and the whole crew. I don't know. But the better way to have written that, I think, because of Phoebe being a ditz, not that I know anything about her, but it wouldn't have been cool if she said, it's negative. And then it turns out, isn't red negative? No, blue's negative. Oh, then it's positive. Then that would have been funny. Like, here I am advising how to write freaking Friends. I'm barely keeping my own show alive. Barely. Just scratching out a subsistence. Scratching out an existence from one moment to the next. Okay, I don't know what it is that you want to talk about, but our lines are open at 1-800-449-8686. So get up, go to the phone, and call. In the meantime, I'm going to take a break, and when we get back, there better be a whole flock of phone calls with all kinds of fascinating people I can hang up on. 1-800-449-8686. Look at all the crap that's going on. We got ground troops in country. We got special ops. All that stuff that I don't know what it is I'm talking about. We got Bin Laden. And we got the special forces. And we got the right-hand man there. They got him on TV right now, and I don't know whether they captured him or not. And somebody said something about, what, they asked him to hand him over again, and they said no. And you know the thing about the Taliban that's really interesting to me? They're trying to hold on to power, so why would they want to play ball with us, man? They got to play ball with they got to play ball with us. The minute they play ball with us, they lose their balls. What they got to do is make it look like they're hot stuff for all the other Muslims down there. Now, naturally, they're going to get their rear ends kicked, but you know, it's short term. They look pretty cool. And who knows? There could be enough guys rioting in Pakistan to really put some political pressure on America. But the bitchiness part of all of this, in my opinion, and I got to hand it to President Bush, is that he hasn't done the all-out, big-time, massive airstrike. He's got the guys dropping in there, the little special ops guys, the special forces deal, and he's making them sweat buckets. That's what I love about it. Everybody's waiting for the big jihad. You can't have a jihad, man, if you don't know where anybody is. You can't have a jihad if you don't know where the infidel is. And right now, we're in Afghanistan, setting up air bases, doing our thing, and these guys, they can't even find them. Only thing tougher to find than Bin Laden is the U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan right now. Okay, here's a call from Albany. Steve, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil. Very impressed. I love your show. I think the world of you. I want to say something. This is very important. It may be just paranoia, but it's something I heard when I was in nuclear, biological, and chemical defense school. They're trying to grab crop dusters, okay? I don't think they're going after the city.
6 months ago, they inquired about getting crop dusters, yeah.
Right. Now would be the time to use it while the crops are in the field. All they have to do is just put a small scare in us, you know, just fly over one field with something bad, and we'd be worried about our crops everywhere. It would cause a wholesale concern on our – pardon?
Our crops?
Yeah, crops. Think about it. All they'd have to do is like –
what, kill all of our – do you know how many crop dusters they'd have to rip off to destroy the American agricultural –
oh, yeah.
Economy?
Yeah, there's hundreds of thousands of millions of acres, you know. I understand that.
They're not getting crop dusters to ruin the crops. They were trying to get crop dusters, I thought, to spread some measles or something.
Yeah, but all they have to do is spread it over just one group of crops, and every crop would be suspect. It would plunge the stock market.
Suspect of what? What, like fire blight or something? I mean, like some bad crop disease?
Crop disease, chemical agents, anything. All they have to do is just spray a little bit. It would cause a panic on the market.
You know what, man? It would be so hard right now. It's so hard right now to pull anything off in this country. I don't know how, where, or when they would begin to do this. They're being arrested all over the country. We got guys that there's a dragnet out for these guys. What's happening with these guys right now is they have run for cover.
Oh, I understand.
They have run for cover. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff they could do and a lot of stuff that they could have done and a lot of really great ideas. I could sit all night long, and thank you for your call, Steve, and come up with really neat ways to scare the crap out of everybody. But thinking it up and doing it, you can think up anything. I can think up all kinds of stuff. Being able to do it. Any guy making a move now... I mean, it's nuts. Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Here is Mike. Hi, Mike. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil.
How you doing? Are you listening to us live in Seattle right now?
Well, actually, I'm north of Seattle, but...
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. I got a friend of mine His name is Abdi, and he's running a Slurpee machine. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Why, do you want
okay.
me to be reacting to every word you say?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. But with all these things that are going on right now, I mean, the Slurpee business is going downhill for him.
Looks like you're going to have to start increasing your Slurpee consumption there, Mike.
Well, not me, but Abdi.
No, you. You got to go in there and start buying Slurpees.
Well,
and by the way, if you think your phone call's funny, it ain't. Here is Westy. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, Mr. Henry. How you doing today?
How you doing, man?
Great. Hey, listen, I just want to say that I'm a very patriotic person, and you know, I love this country and all that, but I think that it's important that we don't lose our head in these days and, you know, give up our civil liberties.
Ah, come on, let's give up our civil liberties. It might be fun.
No,
it
I'm
might
serious,
be fun.
I'm serious, Mr. Henry.
Well, which ones are you afraid of losing, man? Let's be specific. Everybody has got this general fear. Which ones specifically are you afraid will be lost? I'm serious now.
Okay. The idea of maybe like a national identification card, you know, basic things.
A national identification card. What's wrong with that? I mean, you got a Social Security card right now. You got a driver's license, man.
Yeah.
What's wrong with a national identification? National identification card can do, it makes it uniform so that no matter what the state, no matter where you are, it's a uniform way of identifying you as opposed to having to go through the state capitol in Texas or in California or in New York and cross-referencing all kinds of files.
What's the Social Security number for?
Social Security is so that you can get some Social Security so that they can tax
it's
your
identification.
Huh?
It's identification.
Yeah, you don't want a Social Security card, I guess.
I do.
What's wrong with consolidating these things into one identification card so that you have your driver's license, you have your Social Security number, etc.?
Sure. You get it. Fine. But if you give people
who have you been talking to? Who have you been talking to? Because this is not your fear. This is something somebody pumped into your head, I can tell.
This is just an example, Mr. Hendry. I mean, I was reading today how England was thinking about giving everybody identification cards. And the next thing you're going to have to do is you got to present it.
But you haven't told me
whenever you stop.
You haven't told me anything about why it's bad.
I'll tell you why it's bad. Because the police can stop you, ask for your identification card.
Yes.
And if you don't have it, you can be detained.
If you don't have a driver's license and you're driving a car, guess what happens?
I didn't say driving down the road, Mr. Henry. I said walking down the road.
Walking down the road, and if you don't have your identification, you can be detained? Yeah, the police can detain you. For instance, if you're walking down the road and the police see you and they ask you for a driver's license and you don't have it, you know what they're going to do? They're going to detain you.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Just because you don't have your driver's license on your
Yeah, if they ask for identification, do you have identification, sir?
No, you didn't say arrest.
You said detain. You didn't say arrest. You said
thing.
No, it is not the same
when
bloody thing.
When you detain somebody, you basically arrest them.
No, it is not the same thing.
Okay, well, it's not the same thing.
You don't necessarily get arrested, and I don't know that anybody's saying you'd get arrested if you don't have your national identity card.
Mr. Hendry. But no.
You know what, man? We could find green cheese on the moon, brother. I mean, there's a lot of things that could happen. Right now, in case people have forgotten, the country is in a state of national crisis.
Exactly.
For the first time, we've been attacked. Now, Westy, a little history. In history, we know that during times of war, there have been extreme and extraordinary security measures taken, even by democracies, even by free countries.
Yeah.
Our country, America, took those. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one thing to put the Japanese Americans into an internment camp. That's probably barbaric. But what is wrong in the time of a war or national crisis to being able to identify people, knowing where everybody and who everybody is, so that we haven't got some guy flying another airplane into a building?
I'm all for that. I have no problem with that. But, you know, we need to make sure these things don't become a part of some way that we can be harassed in the future. I mean, our civil liberties are very important.
A national identity card does not necessarily mean our civil liberties, but I agree with you. We need to make sure that that doesn't get out of hand. You're absolutely right.
And I think that it should be recognized that people who stand up for the civil liberties can be very patriotic like me, and it's very American to stand up for your civil liberties.
There's nothing wrong with, as we move toward these security measures, we question whether they are going to be something that will be in place for 5, 10, 15 years or need to be renewed annually. You're absolutely right.
Hey, if we have to do something for a few months or a year, I'm all for it. No problem.
Well, let's go on for longer than that.
About
all right. Thanks for calling.
You.
Yeah, I got a break. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Visit the Phil Hendry Show website, philhendrieshow.com. You can vote on today's Phil Hendry Polls America poll. And today's question is, did you watch last night's must-see TV premieres, or did you continue to watch the cable networks? And I'm shocked at the results we got on this one. I thought for sure it would be the opposite. 70.4% watched the cable networks, only 30%, 29.5% watched must-see TV. I mean, I'm just surprised at that. I thought for sure people would be clicking away and going over and trying to get a little, just a little relaxation. You know, you got to live. You got to love. You got to go, man. Elizabeth, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Hi, Phil. Elizabeth. Hi.
This is Elizabeth. I have never called a radio show before, and I just want to let you know I love your show.
Well, thank you.
You're hilarious. I've had to pull over several times. I'm laughing so hard.
Pull over, huh? Sure wasn't just a flat tire? Well, thank you. You're very kind. Thanks for that comment.
And I'm a college professor, so I actually have a brain in my head.
Well, a lot of the folks, I think people who listen to the show have brains, even the ones that call.
The first time I heard you was just recently when you did the one with the bulimic that started throwing up in the middle of the show. It was hilarious.
What? Oh, two fingers to thinner thighs? Oh, yeah, that was Colleen Kristen Brewster. All right, Elizabeth, thank you for that. You're very kind.
Thank you so
Goodbye.
Much.
All righty. Here's Kelly on the Phil Hendry Show. Kelly?
Hi.
Hi.
Phil, I love your show. I've been listening for a couple years now. And here in Utah, we don't get much funny stuff, but you're great.
Thanks.
I had two questions for you. The first one is, lately I've noticed that it's just you're letting the cat out of the bag all the time, and I'm afraid people might not buy it anymore.
Well, what makes the show funny, let me put it this way, what makes the show successful is people knowing what I'm doing.
That's what I loved about it.
90% of the audience understands what I'm doing. They understand that it's me doing the voice. So the more people that you let know what's going on behind the curtain, as it were, the more people you let know exactly what we're doing on this show, that I'm doing the character voices, the more they want to listen, the longer they listen. And we will never be without phone calls. Don't worry about that. The nature of the way people call radio shows is that they cume in, what we call cume, which is, just anybody checking in and out of a radio show at any given time. So, we let people know, Kelly, because we put a painting up every day, if you will, in the gallery, and we want to sign our name to it.
It's a great show. I love turning people on to it and watching their reaction when they hear both voices, you know, like a Jeff Dowd or something. They can't believe it.
You like to screw with your friends, in other words.
Oh, I love it. I love turning them on.
Thank you for calling. I appreciate that. But that's why we do it. By God. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Joe Dickhead, next.